Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to your sports break for August 29th, because sports history is made every day of the year, and we try to preserve it with at least a small sampling of some of the great events, the players that made them, and their uniform numbers if they wore them. Our uniform numbers we're going to talk about today are 7, 3, 32, 24, 33, 5, 25, and the number 9. Just to let you know before we get going here, you can get a recap of what's going on each day on the Pigskin Podcast, that's Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch Podcast, by joining our daily newsletter in the show notes of this podcast or on either jerseydispatch.com or pigskindispatch.com. Follow the email subscription ways and you'll get a newsletter each and every day. You can unsubscribe at any time, but let you know what's coming up as far as podcasts, posts, and videos from our friends at our sites and the Sports History Network. So we'll start off on August 29th, 1885, Philadelphia's Charlie Ferguson tossed a no-hitter against Providence. By the score of 1-0 was a victory, and it was an all-around natural athlete who starred for the Philadelphia Quakers was Charlie Ferguson in the National League from 1884 through the 1887 season. Then at the age of 25, he suffered a sudden and untimely death. The trajectory prior to his death showed that he very well could have been one of the top Major League Baseball players of the 19th century. August 29th, 1925, after a night out on a town, which he had many, Babe Ruth showed up late for batting practice, and so Yankees skipper Miller Huggins at the time suspended Ruth and slapped him with a $5,000 fine, which was pretty substantial back in 1925. August 29th, 1964, on Elston Howard night, to celebrate the first African-American Yankees roster member, Mickey Mantle, number 7, tied number 3 Babe Ruth's career strikeout record at 1,330 when he went down swinging. Howard had worn the number 32 with the Yankees back in the season of 1955. August 29, 1965, Willie Mays, number 24, set a National League record for home runs in a month when he had his 17th of the month in August. August 29th, 1972, San Francisco Giants' Jim Barr, who wore number 33 so well, retired the first 20 batters he faced when he added that to the 21 that he had retired on his previous start some 6 days earlier. It took it to a Major League Baseball record of 41 batters retired in a row over a two-game span. August 29, 1977, Major League Baseball's St. Louis Cardinals' Lou Brock, who wore number 20, eclipsed Ty Cobb's 49-year-old career stolen bases record at 893 bases as the Padres won by the score of 4-3. August 29, 1982, George Brett, number 5 of the Kansas City Royals, batted in his 1,500th hit, which is a quite remarkable stage in that career point of his career for Mr. George Brett. On August 29, 1985, the New York Yankees batter Don Baylor, number 25. He was hit by a pitch for, get this, a Major League Baseball record of 190 times. Just 5 days prior to this, he had tied legend Minnie Minoso at the mark of 189. August 29th, 2009, Cristiano Ronaldo, who wore the number 9, made his debut for Real Madrid, scoring a penalty kick in their 3-2 win over, I'm going to butcher this, Deportivo La Corfuno. I'm sorry for saying them, putting you through that. That was quite a butchery of the accent. So that is our sports history for today, for August 29th on our sports break. We're glad you could join us. Like we said, you can find more on sportshistorynetwork.com, pigskindispatch.com, and of course our site, jerseydispatch.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.